This is TWiT.
Back to the phones, and Nancy is in Tarzana, our next caller. Hi, Nancy.
Hi, Leo.
Thanks for hanging on. What can I do for you today?
I've been on 2 hours.
Oh, my gosh. I am so sorry. You're very patient. Thank you.
Anyways, what I wanted to ask you, and it was about the difference between the Echo and the Google Home. I have an Android, and I was also going to buy it for my kids. And they have iPhones.
So that doesn't matter, although because you have Android, you might know a little bit more about what the Echo, the Google Home does, because essentially the Google Home is the same thing as the Google Assistant in your Android phone. Do you ever talk to your Android phone?
On Google?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You say, okay, Google, and ask it a question.
Right.
That's basically exactly the same as the Google Home. So anything it's a good way to practice and see if it's useful. There is a significant difference in capabilities. Amazon's Echo came out 2 years before Google Home did. The idea is basically the same. They're a little device with a speaker and a what they call an array microphone, six or seven or sometimes even more microphones that are designed for picking up your voice even at a distance so you can talk across the room to it. And they're very accurate. They both have trigger words. Hey Google or OK Google for the Google Home. For the Amazon Echo, there's a variety of them, including Alexa, Echo, Amazon, and computer. You get to choose. So you say the trigger word, and then depending on how you've said it, sometimes they go bloop, sometimes they don't. You can have it either way. And then you speak. Usually I just will say one sentence. I will say, hey Echo, what time is it in Botswana? And then she'll respond. Both are pretty good at basic things like that. The Google is better for facts. So, for instance, last night we were wondering when's the last time the Dodgers won the World Series. And that was something that the Google did a very good job with, quoting the year, pitcher, also even reading a little bit of an article. It was very good for the factual stuff. The Echo is better in terms of home automation. There's a wide range of devices, from lights to cameras to key, door locks, that work with the Amazon Echo. I can say, hey Echo, how much gas is in my tank? Hey Echo, open the garage door. All of those things, if you have the right devices, will work with the Echo, and not yet with Google, although Google hopes to do something similar eventually. Both will allow you to make phone calls to any phone number in the United States. Google Home had it first, but Amazon's added that. Echo has an interesting, if you have more than one Echo, feature that the Home does not have, an intercom feature. So you can talk from one Echo to another. We have an Echo in our kitchen and an Echo in our bedroom, and I can say, hey, honey, it's time for dinner, through the Echoes, like an intercom system without any wiring. It's really remarkable. Echo is good at music, but so is Google Home. Amazon's Echo works better with Amazon services like Amazon Music and Amazon Unlimited. The Google Home works with Spotify, Pandora, and, of course, Google's own music. So both of them will play music. Both of them will be kitchen timers. They're very similar in that functionality. Google Home has one ability that the Echo doesn't have, which is if you use Chromecast, if you have a TV that's cast ready or you put a Chromecast on your TV, you can have the Google Home cast video to the television. You could say, I want to watch Stranger Things on Netflix, and it'll actually start up the TV and put it on there, which is kind of neat. In other words, if you're kind of in the Google ecosystem, it doesn't matter what kind of phone you have. That's really irrelevant. Do your family members shop on Amazon a lot? Because that's another advantage that the Echo has.
Yes.
I do that all the time. When we run out of batteries, I'll say, Echo, buy AAA batteries. And she'll respond back, well, the last time you bought AAA batteries, it was this. Would you like me to order those? You could set it up with a PIN so that the kids can't just buy candy. She'll say, what's your PIN? And I'll say my PIN number, and then it will order them, and they come. I didn't have to do anything else. I love that feature. Google's getting some of those features, but they have to do it because they're not a shopping service. They have to do it in partnership with Walmart, Target, and some other companies. But eventually, I think Google's hope is to do the same thing. They're more similar than they're different.
Do you think Apple will ever come out with something like that?
In December, Apple is putting Siri on something they call the HomePod, which is almost exactly the same, except that they're aiming more at a high-quality sound. So it's going to really be a speaker that has Siri built into it than a Siri device. And I don't think Siri is, if you've used the iPhone and your family has, Siri is not quite as capable as either Echo or Google. It's kind of dumb in my experience. I find that when I ask Siri stuff, it will often say, well, I don't know what you're talking about, but here's what I found on the web, which is usually not what I wanted.
Oh, okay.
All of these are a little bit dumb. Don't expect, you know, HAL 9000. It's not, you know.
Well, my question, too, is because it's all done, I guess, by internet or waves, how much do you put yourself at risk?
Isn't that a great question? It is not sending your audio there constantly. So the way these devices all work, they have processors in them, and they're not sending anything back to the home office until they hear the trigger word. So all that's going on is they're in a constant loop saying, did you say Echo? 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 When it hears talking, it matches it up to the sound form of Echo. That's all it does, and that's done all internally, and all these devices work that way. Once it says, oh, she said Echo, it continues to listen, and that audio is sent to Amazon or Google or Apple, whoever the home company is. In fact, you can look on Google and see everything you've asked Google Assistant. You can listen to it. You can listen to all the things you've ever asked Google, which is a little creepy.
No, because sometimes I wonder, because I've heard that Google is not as respectful with your personal information. So,
I think Google is very respectful, but I think Google collects a lot. So Apple knows a lot about you, but has said very explicitly, we're not going to do anything with that. Although, if you read the privacy statement for all these companies, in every case they say we will share it with third parties for certain, you know, things. Google shares it with third parties for advertising, and they don't say, oh, hey, listen, Nancy just asked about a vacation, so would you send her some luggage ads? Doesn't quite work like that. But they are trying to customize ads based on the things they know about you, and that includes things you might ask for, buy, watch on TV, stuff like that.
Well, that's what I wondered with all.
Yeah, but with Amazon, you can't delete that. With Google, you can. So Amazon's paying attention too. Believe me, they want to know. They want to mine your data for shopping. So Amazon's very much collecting your data. The only company that says they're not, and I'm not convinced that it's even the fact, is Apple. Leo Laporte, the tech guy. So I know it's kind of a, I had to break there, but I'm still with you.
Okay. You know how much the Apple will be?
It's going to be expensive. I think it's $400.
Oh, forget that.
The Apple's going to be nice for music. In fact, what Apple's trying to do is a really great speaker system that will adapt to the sound, to the furniture in your room, and it'll adapt the sound to it. The Siri part is very secondary to it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so the best deal right now is Echo and Google, and both Google's $129. Echo, I think they have now one sub, they have several sub-$100 ones. They have one that's $40, the Dot. But that needs a speaker system hooked up to it. The Dot's great, though, if you just want to try Echo, and you can hook it up to speakers or a stereo system. Because that's how I use my Dot. I have it hooked up to some nice speakers in the bedroom, and it's nice because this is the single most useful thing. I could say, hey, Echo, let's listen to some classic rock, and it'll play music.
Huh.
It's really nice. Google also has a little device like that, the Mini, that's $50. It's a little more expensive. Same idea, though.
Okay.
Apple's a latecomer to this. They still haven't released their product. I don't know how you feel about Siri. You use Android, so you may not have an opinion, but my experience with Siri is it's not that bright.
No, I use the Android because I just didn't need anything that sophisticated, you know?
I would say if you had to choose.
Yeah.
Echo is better for shopping, for sure, and for home automation. Google is better for asking for information and playing video if you have the right equipment on your TV.
Oh, I don't do any of that.
Yeah. I think Echo's the king. I mean, and by the way, the hardest thing is not deciding whether to buy Google or Echo, but which Echo, because there's an Echo that's just a tube. There's a new silver Echo that's supposed to be better. There's a little Echo that's like an alarm clock. There's an orb. There's the one I like and my mom loves is the Echo Show. This is the one I would look at. It's got a 7-inch screen on it. So it uses it in all sorts of ways. For instance, you can say, I'll do it right now, Echo, show me my dash buttons. And it'll have
here you go. These press the buttons to order.
I can order from the buttons, the dash buttons that I can order toilet paper just by pressing a button or, a screen is really interesting in conjunction with this. It also has a better speaker. So if you're giving as a gift or for yourself, probably the one I'd recommend. It's a little more expensive is the Echo Show because it has a screen.
Okay.
I really like the Echo Show.
How much is the Echo Show?
I think it's $200, maybe $229.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
okay.
So if you're not sure, get a Dot and see if you like it. The Dot doesn't have any screen, and you need speakers.
You definitely need speakers.
Yeah, if you have old computer speakers. The problem with the Echo Tube is it's not the best speaker ever. So really, if music's important to you, I would say get the Dot, which is cheaper, and hook it up to a nice pair of speakers.
Okay.
You can also use it as a speakerphone. It has a lot of, once you get one of these, I think you'll see a lot of uses for it.
Okay. Will you help me with my shopping? That's what it'll be.
It's going to be a great Echo Christmas.
Thank you.
Take care.
Thank you for your time.
My pleasure. Bye-bye.